in Chicago, at least, that song is synonymous with hockey, pro hockey. And, yeah, it's Nick DiGilio. We're back here on 720 WGN. And we're going to be talking about a graphic novel called Hockey Karma. Its author is Howard Shapiro. And this is the part three of a trilogy that he has put out. It's a graphic novel that he wrote. And an interesting guy. And we'll talk about the book and about a bunch of other stuff. He also is part of the visual effects firm Animal Inc., and he's written four children's books about hockey as well. And to talk about Hockey Karma, his latest, is author Howard Shapiro. Howard, welcome.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you so much.
You're in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm in Toronto, but I'm from Pittsburgh, yeah.
Are you you're obviously a Penguins fan?
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was also I always loved the Hawks because of Bobby Hull was my favorite player growing up.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, him and Daryl Sittler. But yeah, I've always been a Penguins fan. Kind of rough to be a fan until Mario came along, and it's been a real blessing ever since.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, Sidney Crosby is nothing to sneeze at. And
definitely.
And congratulations on the cup.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it, but it was great. Yeah, this one was kind of cool because it kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think anybody – it was kind of like each series that went along, it's like, oh, okay, well, we're doing good.
Yeah.
It's going well, and then boom, you know.
No, congratulations. We're going to take it back, though, this year. I just want you to know that.
Well, you know, hey, somebody had to wrestle from the Hawks, so good was the Penguins.
Yeah. How long you been a hockey fan, Howard?
I'm 51, so growing up in the late 70s, really since then. I mean, really, since I think that first game I went to, I saw the Penguins in 1972, I think. They were playing the California Golden Seals, and my dad took me and two of our neighbors and their dads, and we went, and it was like the greatest experience I ever had. And I just remember because I was sort of a fan, but when the red light would go on, and they scored like 9 goals that night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is the NHL in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
When you get a 9-7 game every now and then, and they scored, and it was also somebody had a hat trick. I can't remember who, but it was just like the most incredible thing. That red light, and people would scream and jump up, and it was just the greatest experience. And I think it really started then, and so I sort of played street hockey, and then migrated over to ice hockey later in high school. And
I'm the same age as you, and I've been a hockey fan my whole life, and it was quite an experience. Did you ever get a chance to come to Chicago to the old Chicago Stadium?
I did, but I always loved, the Oregon. And just I was actually there in May, and I was for Book Expo last summer, and I was hoping so much that they would have continued the series with the Blues because I was coming or won that series.
Yeah.
I desperately wanted to see a game at the United Center, but
the United Center is a great place to see a game. But the old Chicago Stadium, which was across the street back in the '60s and '70s, was unlike any other stadium you'd ever go to. It was absolutely insanity. It was insane. And so my like talking about how you would go like in the early 70s to see games and your first game. Every game at the old Chicago Stadium was insane. It was just
I can imagine. I can imagine. Yeah. I mean the national anthem, just everything, and Maple Leaf Gardens. I did get to see a game at Maple Leaf Gardens, and those are the two rinks that it just seemed like the fans were right literally on top of the ice. It just seemed like a wonderful atmosphere and experience.
Yeah, drove up to Toronto to see a playoff game years and years ago to see it at the Gardens, and it was an amazing experience. The Hawks got spanked that night, which but anyway. So let's talk about Hockey Karma. It is the third in a trilogy.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So it started out with this book called The Stereotypical Freaks, which is about these four kids who start a band to compete in their high school Battle of the Bands. And the thing was, I had done two hockey books before that, and two kids' hockey books in 2007, 2008. And so I was at a book expo, and this guy was telling me he liked the book, and he said, what you got to do is turn this into a series. That's all the rage. This is back a few years ago. And so I thought, I wanted to get back to doing hockey books, so kind of made a tricky left turn with the one main character, got him in the a situation where he could, you know, where I could explore hockey again as a theme, or have a theme in the hockey theme in there. And so I did that one. It's called The Hockey Sane, and then Hockey Karma is just a sequel to that, and kind of wraps up the whole series. Yeah. And just came out.
It's a really compelling read, man. I love, you know what I love? One of the, I mean, well, first of all, the characters are very, very interesting, especially the main character, and the conflicts are cool. And there's hockey in it, which means I like it automatically. I also love the fact that each chapter you give recommended songs to listen to. Tell me a little bit about that, what that decision making was.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool. A lot of people mention that, and it started out, I mean, when I did the Stereotypical Freaks, which has music involved, the idea was to do it to either give the reader a preview of what songs were coming up in that chapter that the band was going to play, or, you know, whatever, and or songs that I was listening to when I was writing, because writing is music is a huge influence on my writing. Mm-hmm. And so I just continued the last with The Hockey Sane. And in these cases, the last two books involves either songs that might pertain to an upcoming the chapter itself, or that, again, that I was listening to when I was writing. So, we had the one chapter where I used the song One by U2.
Yeah.
The one character actually says a lyric from that. That kind of thing. So it's really fun to do. And I've always wanted to soundtrack a movie, and I'll never get the chance. So this is my only
shot.
Not,
yeah. No, but it's cool, though. I mean, it puts those, and especially if you know the songs, it puts those songs in your head while you're reading it, which is a very unique thing. So your writing process, you listen to music and that inspires you while you're writing?
Yeah, it really does. I heard you're a big girl now, and
yeah.
I heard that while I was driving. When I got to work, I wrote it down, and I went and pulled the lyrics up, and it just did something, and I started writing for the next book. So it has a huge influence on me, and just between either the lyrics or the the songs themselves, it's real inspiration for me. So.
Yeah. All right, talk about the artist who you worked with on this. Just an amazing looking book.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Andres Mosa is from Milan, Italy. He actually did the color work on The Hockey Sane, and he did the illustrations. He's done a lot of work with DC and Marvel. I think he did the Inhumans, Deadpool. So he's done some work with them, and he's really a wonderful guy to work with. Had never seen a hockey game in his life.
No kidding.
So I would be like sending him. You know, we had a one fight scene, so I sent him, sent him images of a hockey fight, or there was some technical stuff like a 2-on-2 and whatever. I'd send him, images of that, and he just did a phenomenal job.
He
was able to knock those down, like a lot of those.
That's really amazing that he'd never seen a hockey game, because you couldn't tell from them. I mean, it's beautifully done in the book.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, what I did is I told him, I said, well, why don't you start, since Slapshot was sort of not on the list of hockey movies, I said, why don't you watch Miracle? I'll give you an idea at least of the game somewhat.
Yeah.
And, don't want to get him off on the bad foot with Slapshot.
Yeah, that's not really what the game, what the game's about. Have you seen Goon?
Yeah, I have. I've heard so much about it, and I think they're coming out with a sequel.
They are. There's a sequel. I love the first one. I thought the first one was great.
Oh, yeah. See, I have to watch it, because it kind of came and went. I don't even know if it made it to Pittsburgh. I definitely should check it out on Netflix or something.
No, you should check it out, and it's second only to Slapshot is the best hockey movie ever made.
Oh, yeah.
It's that good.
Oh, that's quite a recommendation.
No, it's really, seriously. And, before I saw it, someone said, who had seen it, said, hey, listen, you got to see Goon. It's almost as good as Slapshot. And I'm like, that's sacrilege. You can't you can't say that, man.
I know. Well, they had the sequel, I think they even done a third Slapshot. But, I mean, just awful.
Oh.
It's terrible. Shouldn't even have done it. And a guy, I actually saw him on Sunday, Dave Hansen, who one of the Hansen brothers.
Oh, yeah. I've had him on the show.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy. He's runs I did a signing at this rink that he's a huge facility that he's the GM of.
Yeah.
And wonderful guy. Yeah, you're right. He's real fun to talk to. And
yeah.
I'm always a little nervous about even bringing it up, but I had him sign when they were on the Sports Illustrated cover a few years ago. I had him sign it for me.
That's cool.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. And I'm talking with Howard Shapiro, who's the author of the graphic novel Hockey Karma, really interesting and entertaining book, which is the end of a trilogy that Howard has put together. Howard, tell me before we move on and let you go, tell me about Animal Inc.
Well, Animal Inc. is a visual effects studio. And we do post-production commercials. And we started 4 years ago, we started Animal Media Group, which is a business that's set up to do films. We've done two documentaries. We've helped produce, I think, four other ones. And then we have the publishing side. So it's made up of film and the publishing side. And on the publishing side, we've done 10 books so far. We also have a series, a TV series coming out on ABC, starting, I believe, in March, called Downward Dog. And sort of it combines, there's a talking dog in the show. And so we do the visual effects for that, and that's coming out on ABC. So,
well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
we have
really
a lot
great.
Of good stuff going on. It's a really wonderful place.
And you have a sponsorship program, and you help to raise money for hockey-related charities. You've done that with your kids' hockey books, correct?
Yeah. When I at the signing, I just at Dave Hansen's facility. Any money that's donated, the Penguins are so kind. They always have given me a couple items, to raffle off.
Yeah.
And so I just match whatever's donated and try to keep it, with Hockey Fights Cancer, Mary Lemieux Foundation, those kind of hockey-related charities.
That's cool. That's great work.
Thank
man.
You.
Well, congratulations on the book. Really nice stuff. And again, my best to Andres, who did such a great job with the art.
I appreciate it. I will email him and let him know. That's,
yeah.
I always appreciate that. And thank you so much, Nick.
No, my pleasure. And it's again, it's called Hockey Karma. Howard Shapiro is the author. Really good stuff, man. And have a great holiday.
Oh, you too, Nick. Thank you so very much.
Sure. Take care.
You too.
All right. Howard Shapiro, author of the graphic novel Hockey Karma. It's about a great hockey player. Who is 32, facing the end of his career, and for 14 years he's been the best player in the biz. And it's about some of the stuff that he has to deal with. And it's very cool, beautifully drawn. It's a great looking graphic novel, and it's out right now. It's called Hockey Karma. All right, cool. Take a quick break here on 720 WGN. It's Nick DeGilio.